I'd like to introduce Abby Dukes, who is promoting the Knockout Interest Campaign happening here in the province shortly. Abby is the Director of External Relations of the Northern British Columbia Graduate Student Society and the Delegate to the BC Federation of Students. Thank you so much for joining me here today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So why don't we start off with a little introduction about who you are and your role within the campaign?
Okay, yeah, my name is Abby Dukes, like you said. I'm originally actually from Nova Scotia, but I came to BC to do my master's at the University of Northern British Columbia in the Global and International Studies program, International Development Stream, and I'm in my second year. I decided to run for the Director of External Relations for the Northern British Columbia Graduate Student Society, and that's who I am.
And tell me a little bit about the student loan debt crisis, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. So currently, students in Canada are in a debt crisis. Student debt has increased 78% since 1999. The total outstanding federal student loan debt is now $18.5 billion. That number doesn't include provincial student loans. So an average undergrad degree is now over $30,000. And with interest charged on that $30,000 loan, there's going to be an additional $5,000 that you're going to have to pay off at the end of it. So it's a crisis because you're paying for the same education as those who don't need a student loan at all. So what the debt crisis and the interest on your loan, where it's targeting, are low and middle income students who can't afford to go to university in the first place. And it's just getting incrementally higher because of this interest and because student loans are increasing, the amount that you need to take out because tuition is increasing and inflation is happening. And so it's becoming a crisis because many students are in debt for a very long part of their lives. And I can speak to the effects that that has on the economy later, if you'd like. Yeah, essentially, it's just widening the gap between people living in the upper middle to upper class who can afford to go to university and those who cannot in the beginning. And the reason that they can't is coming from a long line of systemic issues as well.
Now, what are the actual interest rates on student loans? And I was wondering if you might be able to compare them to other interest rates on other loans?
Yes, that is a very good question. I don't have those exact numbers.
That's okay.
Right in front of me. Okay.
But like even just a general idea of how it compares.
Do you mean like to provincial loans or to like if you were to get a bank loan?
Yeah, all of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It essentially is, you know, the answer. Yeah, I mean the reason that like from my role as the Director of External for the Graduate Student Society, you know, we're having a week of advocacy for the Knockout Interest Campaign, which rallies students from all over Canada to come together and to advocate to the federal government to eliminate interest on these student loans. And so through the Knockout Interest Campaign, you know, we're representing over 170,000 students alone with the British Columbia Federation of Students. And, you know, like the whole system in itself, like any interest, whether you were to take out like a bank loan or a government loan, which I think you only really have two options, private or public, any interest at all, it doesn't really matter what kind of interest is or how much or how little, it's still going to affect that class of people, middle to low income. And so that's just, it's widening the gap. And so essentially, a recent RBC study shows that student debt is holding recent graduates back in many important ways. 50% of people report not saving enough for emergencies. 45% report delaying at a home purchase. 25% report that they are delaying having children. And 20% report that they are delaying marriage. And all of this has effects on the overall economy of Canada and how students are not contributing to the economy as fast as they would like to because they're still paying off these interest loans. And so, you know, you can talk about the nitty-gritty like public versus private loans, but the reality is that this loan system is creating this further gap, and it's only getting worse and worse. So it comes down to an issue of system change, not of public versus private loans. There really shouldn't be any interest at all, and that's what we're advocating for the Knockout Interest campaign, because we genuinely believe that education is a right and not something that you should have to go into like crazy amounts of debt for. Mm-hmm.
Now, why are you campaigning now? Is there a specific reason for this time?
Yes, absolutely. So there are rumors circulating that the Trudeau government will be calling an election in the spring.
Gotcha.
And so we're trying to start early to rally all of our students. And not only like it's not just the Graduate Student Society in Prince George that are working on this. It's also NUGS is working, the Northern University Undergraduate Student Society, and also CNCSU, the College of New Caledonia Student Society. We're all rallying together to get in our foot in the door early so that we can start the conversation going on eliminating interest federal loans prior to a potential upcoming federal election in the spring. So this is our strategy here. Yeah.
Now, what do you think are the potential solutions to this crisis?
To eliminate the interest.
And how would you go about doing that?
Yeah. So we need a promise from our prime minister, who runs the federal level of government, to prioritize students. If they truly believe that education should be a right, we're not saying that, you know, and it's a one step at a time. We're not asking to eliminate loans. Of course, you know, my personal bias, I would love to see secondary education be free at some point. Mm-hmm. I would absolutely love to see that. And that is coming personally, not from, not as a spokesperson for the MBCGFS.
For sure.
But we're just asking that whichever government is the government of the day will take into consideration the increasing student loans that have come about, take into consideration that education is much more expensive than it was when our parents and our grandparents were attending university, and the cost of housing and everything has gone up. And if you would eliminate interest on the student loans that are already helping individuals who can't afford to go to university go to university, then you would be decreasing the gap between lower income people and higher income people. And so we're asking that the federal government not include interest when they hand out student loans to students.
And you were talking earlier a little bit about how the interest rates affect the economy and how it's holding them back from saving for emergencies, from investing. Do you think that the elimination of interest and the amount that students without interest could actually spend on the economy would end up being beneficial? If that made sense.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah, and I think that it would help students to be able to go after options that they wouldn't have had. For example, perhaps they would have gotten married sooner and had kids sooner and contributed to the economy that way by just increasing the population. And they also would have perhaps been able to spring for another diploma or degree, and so they would have been able to get a better paying job, and so now they're making more money and contributing more into the economy. So it's all about stimulation, which would be happening in that way.
Now, I have a question about bursaries and scholarships, because there are a lot of them available for certain demographics. So there are lots of bursaries for people under a certain wage or a certain income or people with disabilities. How does that affect the interest rates? Wouldn't scholarships and bursaries be a certain way of eliminating student interest and debt?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you go onto the BCFS website, there is also another campaign. It's called Grants, Not Loans.
Mm-hmm.
And ideally, yes, we would love a grant. You know, like We don't want to take, you know, a loan. It would be so much easier if we had a grant. And so British Columbia actually did come out with a BC Access grant, which is wonderful. And it's to undergraduate students with specific needs can apply for this grant. And it has helped so many students. Unfortunately, it does not include graduate students.
Right.
Grad students don't have that opportunity in British Columbia. We can only take out loans. There are no grants for us. Of course, that's at the provincial level. So if we're talking federally, then, you know, absolutely, we would love a grant. Yeah, that'd be great. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah, and at the same time, there's only a certain amount of people that can get the grant as well. There's only so much funding, so people still end up slipping through the cracks, I guess. Hey,
exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, other than just eliminating interest, what do you hope that this campaign will do? Do you hope to, you know, get the word out more? Do you hope that it promotes more students from taking action like this? What are the bigger goals around this?
Yeah, I think that definitely it's to put students on the radars for the government. And, you know, and it doesn't only affect students as well. We've put a call out recently for any alumni of the University of Northern British Columbia to come to us, and with little testimonial videos would be great if we could share during Advocacy Week, just explaining what you would be able to do in your life and how your life would improve if you didn't have to pay interest on your student loans.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that not only put students on the radar for the federal government, but also to start the conversation about how we access education and how, like, what that, is it a right or is it a privilege? And who is able to access that privilege or that right, and what's holding us back from that? And I really hope that it stimulates that conversation about how we run our universities as well. Is it a business, or is it trying to broaden society and make us all a little bit better?
Yeah, no, that's a great idea. And it's kind of funny thinking to that, where I think it's Germany that actually has free post-secondary education for Canadians. So you can move across to the other side of the world and get a free education, but you can't do the same thing in your own country. It's interesting.
Exactly. Yeah, I've actually heard about that as well.
Now, if nothing is changed about tuition or loans, what do you think the future will look like? What do you forecast?
Oh, I mean, I hope that is not the case. I can see us continuing on the path. Like, there will still be advocacy. We're not going to stop until this is taken in, like, until this is changed. But if, you know, in the future, our work has been for naught, I can just see it getting incrementally more pricey and more sacrifices are going to need to be made. Less people will be educated. And I mean, for society as a whole, I think that that's a big disappointment, because there are so many opportunities for students to solve the world's issues. Coronavirus, for example, what would we do without our universities who are working to try to get those vaccines out to us? And so many people who would have been able to make that happen for us, and who didn't get the opportunity because they couldn't afford to go to university. Yeah.
So the Knockout Interest campaign is happening the week of February 8th. What exactly are you going to be doing to lobby the government?
Yes. Well, we have meetings coming up. The BCFS has been so generous in trying to schedule meetings with student leaders, so from all of our local members and our riding's representatives. So hopefully that will come to fruition. We're all having training sessions coming up.
Awesome.
Very exciting. We're also, for example, I'm doing my interview with you. We're looking into doing some, more widespread advertising in Prince George between the three societies that I mentioned earlier, so the CMCSU and NUGS. And we're all collaborating together to try to get those awareness materials out there, whether on social media or throughout Prince George and throughout British Columbia as well. I'm sure if you're in other areas, you'll see them from other students' unions. Mm-hmm. But we're trying to get that conversation started. I believe there's even a petition that you can sign if you go to knockoutinterest.ca. You can send a letter. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. You can send a letter to members of Parliament who are in your riding, and also Justin Trudeau, and ask him to eliminate interest on student loans. And you just have to press a button, and they'll send that letter already made for you.
That's awesome.
And then also, yeah, and then, of course, we're just asking some alumni to chirp in on the conversation or get in on the conversation and send us those testimonials so we can share your videos and your stories about what you'd be able to do if you didn't have to pay interest on student loans.
That's great. So if you're interested, you can go to the Knockout Interest Campaign website. Where else can you go to get involved in this?
You can go to our social media. You can follow us at MBCGSS. We are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and you can also email me at gssdit@unbc.ca with your video or your story or whatever feedback you want to mention that will contribute to our cause, and we're more than happy to share it when we're advocating to knock out interest on student loans.
Awesome. That is all of my questions now. Do you have anything else that you want to speak to or add?
I would just say please keep the Graduate Society in your thoughts. We're really trying to make a change for students, not only grad students, but undergrads as well. So if you're interested in more campaigns that we're working on throughout the year, and we have a lot of them, you can follow us on social media and interact with us, because we love making those relationships with our university community and with the Prince George community at large.
Well, thank you so much for being here and doing the interview with me.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad we could get our voice out in this way.